This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A report this morning sheds light on just how much people are paying out of pocket for insurance coverage that they get through employers. Employees are paying a bigger percentage of the coverage. A foundation called the Commonwealth Fund finds that in 37 states now, these premiums and deductibles that employees pay now add up to 10% of household income or more. For every dollar a typical person takes home, a dime goes to health coverage in a growing part of the country. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
The report finds that 11.6% of median income now goes towards paying for premiums and deductibles. That's because costs for both are rising while incomes haven't kept up, says Sarah Collins of the Commonwealth Fund.
We're going to continue to see growth in prices over time, and we'll continue to see these trends in affordability and employer plans if these underlying drivers aren't addressed.
The analysis looks at price increases over the decade between when the Affordable Care Act became law and 2020, when the pandemic started. In some states like Mississippi and New Mexico, the share workers' pay is approaching double the national average. Michael Gusmano at Lehigh University says high costs impact decisions people make.
So they give up on care they really need, and or they're just hurt financially because they're not able or willing to give up on the care. So they have to pay more and more out of pocket,
which can result in higher medical debt over time. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.